Donovan, rise and fire three.
Utah.
Oh, Donovan Mitchell.
Jazz.
Rudy packed it right back down.
Basketball.
Up three. Got it. Oh, that was filthy, Bogey.
This is Utah Jazz basketball on the Jazz Radio Network.
He bounces inside to Favors. No look past Conley. Kicks to the corner to Ingles. Contested three. God!
Utah Jazz basketball is brought to you in part by Larry H. Miller Lexus in Murray and Lexus of Linden by Zions Bank. For a noteworthy approach to banking, Zions Bank is for you and by your Utah Toyota dealers. Now, getting you ready for another edition of Utah Jazz basketball. Here's the voice of the Utah Jazz, David Locke, with the legend Ron Boone on the Utah Jazz Radio Network.
Hello. How are you? Welcome to Vivint Arena while the Utah Jazz are getting ready in Cleveland for what is supposed to be the second to last stop on this road trip. However, it is the second to last. It is the last stop on the road trip now. The Utah Jazz game against the Washington Wizards tomorrow has been postponed because the Wizards will not have the necessary eight players available on their roster due to COVID protocol. And Ron, the pandemic, which is at its worst stage at any point in our country, and it's incredible. This thing's been going on for 10 months. It's more out of control today than it's ever been. More deaths than we've ever had. More cases than we've ever had. Completely incapable as a country of controlling this in any fashion. And it is now leaking into the NBA at a pretty dramatic rate.
Well, and the NBA's done a great job of not having as many cases, but Christmas, New Year's, has affected, what's going on right now. California is just, they're just underwater with this stuff. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Here's the thing that I somewhat disagree with in regards to where I'm hearing a lot of people talk and say things. There seems to be this like, the NBA wasn't prepared for this, or the NBA's not.
That's not true.
Yeah, right. That is fundamentally not true. The NBA actually, I think, is prepared for this. It's why the NBA launched half a schedule.
Correct.
It's why the NBA has done what they've done in regards to various protocols, and the NBA, I think, was aware of the fact that and Adam Silver has said numerous times, January is going to be incredibly difficult for us to get through, and it is turning out to be that incredibly difficult. And then new protocols today that are really quite something. I mean, basically what they're asking the players and the players' union signed off on with the new protocols is they're basically saying, we need you to get back into a bubble while living in society. That the fact is that they basically have said, if you're home, unless you absolutely positively have to go somewhere, we would like you to stay. And if you're on the road, there are no longer approved dinners. Red Iguana, no go anymore. Valters, no go anymore. There are not approved dinner spots anymore for NBA players if they're on the road. So they have for 2 weeks really tightened this ship up.
Yeah, and they put a timetable on it, with 2 weeks, which I think is a good way of getting a measuring stick on cleaning some things up as far as players that are taking chances and all that kind of stuff. Now you got to think about just think about this, David. I mean, they were in the bubble for 2 or 3 months. They got a pretty good idea of what it takes to not be around anyone or take a chance on being around anyone that just might have the virus. But you also have to think about it. It's you can pick up this virus a lot of different ways. It doesn't have to be that you're in someone's face and you can pick it up off a counter, or so many other ways you can pick it up that I think is very concerning.
It's very clear if you read all the new protocols. I mean, I kind of feel like if the country could just do what the NBA's done, we couldn't have bubbled ourselves. But it would be a nice start. I think that if you read what they're saying is they really are cracking down on any indoor close non-masked area, which is pretty much what we've heard throughout this. But and then the interesting one is the cool down seat. You come off the floor, you don't want to put your mask on right away because you're out of breath. So now they have a cool down seat for 12 feet away from everyone when the cooldown seat's over, then you can go step out.
And there was some parts of the ball game, David, that I observed and I was concerned with as well, because you see players coming into the ball game and they're standing to enter the ball game, and then when it's time for them to go into the ball game, they usually take their mask off or their jersey and they throw it on the floor. So it's up to the ball boys or the ball girls or whatever to get the mask and the jerseys to the right seats, you know, that campus. So I was a little concerned about, you know, guys picking up the wrong mask,
right?
You know, that kind of thing. So they got the cool down period, which makes sense. I mean, they're experimenting with a lot of things. They've been an example, I think, for the rest of the world as far as sports is concerned. And so I don't have a problem with that. The players just have to show some discipline.
The Jazz and the Cleveland Cavaliers are coming up. Jordan Clarkson returns to Cleveland. That's where we'll start our conversation with Quinn Snyder. Again, Jazz and the Wizards tomorrow has been postponed. Here, this is What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller. We grabbed the original beer. Light beer, Miller. We invented light beer on the Jazz Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen,
check, 1, 2.
Let's go downstairs and inside the coach's office.
You know, my mind is on our team.
Right before tip-off, here's David Locke with head coach Quinn Snyder.
It's the Quinn Snyder Coaches Show.
Time now for our Coaches Show with head coach Quinn Snyder, brought to you by Fanatics, Jazz, and the Cleveland Cavaliers upcoming. And coach, before we look back at your nice win against Detroit back in Cleveland, where Jordan Clarkson played before he came to the Jazz, I haven't gotten to know Jordan super well, but it does strike me that this is an incredible, multi-layered, really almost, I don't know the word I'm looking for. It's not quite Renaissance, but versatile young man. What have you learned about Jordan?
You can go with Renaissance, to be honest with you. You know, there's, to the extent that he has a diversity of intellectual curiosity, and I think as much as anything, Jordan's spirit, you know, I'm making this kind of an existential conversation, but he's able to connect with people on every level, all different types of people, and, you know, he plays the game with a passion, the same passion I think that he lives his life with, and you can feel that, and he's a great teammate and someone that's just fun to be around.
What is it about him? Because you just mentioned his ability to connect. Like, I've heard the stories about him, L.A., in that scene. I've heard that he likes to go get out in nature and live for months. You and he talks about how you and he connected in the bubble. What is it about him that allows him to connect with so many different types of people?
Well, I'm not – you know how I don't like to talk in depth about my personal life, so I'm going to do him the same – the same level of respect and not get into his camping trips and his long hikes. But I suffice to say, you know, as I said previously, that, you know, he's an open-minded young man, and someone that, you know, is willing to open up and talk. And, you know, for us, when you're in an environment like the bubble, there's just opportunities to have a chance to talk about things other than basketball. And, different than the situation we're living in now, where you don't really have some of those personal interactions. So I think for our group, you know, it's something we look back on and really appreciate.
Statistically, your performance against Detroit was your best defensive game of the year. Was it on film?
Yeah, we were pretty good. I think the way we rebounded the ball against a really good rebounding team, you know, there was a level of focus, I think, that we maintained throughout the game. And, you know, to be able to win a game when you don't shoot well by getting stops, you got to figure out different ways to win. And that was a different game, and, you know, it was something that hopefully we can continue to build on.
Donovan's first quarter, how important was that for him after building off such a strong game in Milwaukee?
Well, I think the important thing is the way that he's playing. You know, he's been really aggressive, pushing the ball up the court, and then he's letting the game come to him. So the aggressiveness early in the possession and then, you know, reading the play and reading the court and the defenders and taking what the defense gives, whether it's him driving to the rim, playing pick and roll, he's getting catch and shoot threes because he's getting off the ball and allowing it to come back to him where he's able to make, you know, different types of plays. So And he was one of the guys that really defended him. So it's good to see.
Coach, thank you very much. Best of luck today against Cleveland.
Thanks, Walker.
For authentic Utah Jazz player gear, including jerseys, shorts, warm-ups, and more, visit fanaticsauthentic.com/UtahJazzGU. That's fanaticsauthentic.com/UtahJazzGU. Starting lineups next on the Jazz Radio Network. Time now for our starting lineups as the Jazz get ready for the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Jazz, under the direction of head coach Quinn Snyder, 6-4 on the season of the 15th-ranked offensive team, the 13th-ranked defensive team in the NBA. They are taking the third most amount of threes of anyone in the league, and they're now on defense beginning to show their self. Fifth best team against the shot, fourth best defensive rebounding team, and second team best team at not fouling. Let's get a look at who our starters are tonight.
And now, the Zions Bank starting lineup for your Utah Jazz at point guard.
Feet set. Ball wet splash for Mike Conley.
At shooting guard.
Fakes the pass, penetrates, rises, right hand cock and hammer. Donovan Mitchell.
At small forward.
Bogdanovic straight down the barrel three. Swish and a huge fist pump the other way by Bojan Bogdanovic.
At power forward.
Neal takes a hard right hand drive to the rack. Off balance, puts it in and flexes.
And at center.
Top catch, goes up in traffic and hammers. Ball, Rudy Gobert, wee wee.
Zion's Bank.
Jazz leading scorers, Donovan Mitchell at 22 a game. Rudy Gobert leads him in rebounding at 14. Mike Conley with 6 assist leads, and Royce O'Neal's your best three-point shooter at 49%. J.B. Bickerstaff is the head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers. They come in at 5-6. They're the worst offense and best defense in the NBA, and an injury-riddled crew. Here are their starters for tonight.
The Cleveland Cavaliers.
Dotson in the lane, down low Drummond, and he slammed it home. Blitz a double team, left wing Nance, three, good! Larry Nance, perfect on the shot, perfect on the night. Okoro to the other end, and he slammed it home. Isaac Okoro, coast to coast, the thunderous dunk. Dotson drives on Middleton, high off the glass, good, and the foul. So Osmond backs him down, bounces it underneath the Nance, who slammed it home.
Well, Dotson's a name you're going to hear a lot tonight, because here's the deal on Cleveland. Their leading scorer is Colin Sexton. He's not playing. Their second leading scorer is Andre Drummond, 18 points a game. He's not playing. Their third leading scorer is Darius Garland. He's not playing. And Kevin Love is their fourth leading usual scorer, and he's not playing. So their available leading scorer tonight is Jetty Osmond at 11.6. JaVale McGee will be their starting center. Larry Nance Jr. is the leading assist guy. And their best three-point shooters, Larry Nance Jr. as well. Dotson, Okoro, the fourth pick of the draft, Drummond, Nance, and Osmond are your players tonight. Okoro will be certainly great to watch as the Jazz get to see the Auburn product for the first time. It's all coming up on the Jazz Radio Network.
For 50 years, he's been in the game. With that knowledge and expertise, he gives you the inside story with your exclusive shoot-around report. It's Ron Boone.
Ron Boone, shoot-around report here on the Jazz Radio Network.
David, this is a ball game that's going to be ugly because that's the way they like to play. And I'm using this. It's not an individual thing. It's more of a team thing. And the components here, obviously, for the Jazz is to protect the paint. This is with Drummond. They're very good. They lead the league in percentage points in the paint. They like to score off their defense. Their perimeter defense is good. They're second in the league first in the league, in steals. So the Jazz need to just take care of the basketball. So that's collectively is what the game plan is about.
Tip-off is next on the Jazz Radio Network.
After two nights in New York, the Jazz still hadn't found what they were looking for. But after a great balls of fire night from three in Milwaukee,
finds Clarkson trailing, three ball left side, bang.
And a defensive night in Detroit where they had no sympathy for the devil.
DiVincenzo drives, coming over as O'Neal, blocks the shot.
They head to the Rock and Roll City where they look to born to be wild.
Donovan goes it right, jab step, pull back three, got it.
From Cleveland, it's the Jazz and the Cavs.
Tip-off is now.
But I'm looking to see if the Jazz has challenged the perimeter defense of the Cavaliers, and can they attack in the Jazz half-court offense?
All right, let's see it. Here is Osmond, who's their leading available scorer, and he drives right by Royce O'Neal and scores the first two of the night, 2-0. We're at the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in Cleveland. There are fans in the crowd. The state of Ohio increased how many just recently? O'Neal right side. Inside to Rudy Gobert. He's working on JaVale McGee. Drop steps his to the middle. Gets a shot blocked, and the rebound comes down to Osmond. Osmond pushing. Finds Dodson. Layup good. Dodson spent 3 years in New York. Didn't get a lot of time there. Played kind of marginally, but he's a nice player. Started his college career at Oregon. Finished it at Houston. Bogey's got pink shoes on tonight, trying to break out of his slump. High pick and roll for Rudy and Conley. That's been our best combination this year. Rudy rolls, catches at the rim, lays it up and in. He's got his back toward the rim as he does.
Yeah, the help defense is going to have to come from the weak side there. And Nance, who's been playing very, very well, plays a lot of positions on this team at 6'7".
Have guys waiting at each elbow, and they go to Nance on the right elbow. Guarded by Bogdanovich. Osmond pops out. Catch and shoot three from the left side for Osmond's an air ball. Well, this is going to be Isaac Okoro is the most interesting player. He was the fifth pick of the draft. He's 6'6", 225. But Jetty Osmond out of Macedonia is going to be the one who has the largest role. Donovan, left side three, no good. JaVale McGee rebounds. Osmond brings it up. McGee was with the Lakers last year, won his championship. Yeah. Up to Dodson, not a natural point guard, really forced to play it with Sexton and Garland both out. Here and Dante Exum as well. Dodson, left side Osmond. He'll fire again. This is his night, but he misses. Rebound gets tapped out. Larry Nance Jr. has it. His father played for the Cavaliers, you may recall, was both of them slam dunk champions. Here comes Dodson, back up top to Nance, played his college ball at Wyoming, left side to Osmond, back in the post Nance on a smaller Conley. Jump hook, no good, rebound Gobert. Jazz own the glass in Detroit impressively, didn't give up any easy ones. Cleveland's the number one defensive team in the league. Mike Conley in the right corner, brings a left-hand dribble to the free throw line, floats up his right-hander off the handle, no good, gets his own rebound, curls it back out, cross-court pass deflected, and loose ball knocked away and out of bounds off of the Cavaliers. And Ron, we're seeing the team already that leads the league in steals and leads the league in deflections.
Yeah, they get their hands in passing lanes, and they know that defensively this is the way they're going to have to win ball games. What separates them between the number of points they score and the number of points they give up is only 2 points. So they're in a lot of ball games.
Bojan Bogdanovic has got KT Tape, the Provo company, on the right side on his wrist today. Blue, light blue tape. And a steal by Okoro, knocking away from Donovan. Dodson, fast break the other way, lays it up and in. Isaac Okoro, Ron, is this incredible body if you haven't ever seen him. His thighs are as big as tree trunks. He's as quick as they come. His defense in college was a wrecking crew. Beautiful play. Bogdanovich bounces to O'Neal for the dunk.
Yeah, they
and
really
he's
like
got
him.
The matchup on Donovan right now, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah, they really like him as a defensive player. And I see what you mean when you talk about kind of a football body, but playing professional
grew
basketball.
Grew up in Georgia, and somehow they didn't get him into the SEC as a fast football player. Played at Auburn. Here's Osmond driving. Bounces to the corner. Conley anticipates, steals the pass. Outlet to Royce. Royce has had a great road trip. Crossing over, chesting to Donovan. Catch and shoot three. Left side is good.
Now that's,
catch and shoot threes for the Utah Jazz.
That's what the Jazz are going to have to do. They don't want this defense to get set. Play fast. Push the ball up the floor. Make sure you have numbers. Make things happen.
7-6 Utah. Nance at the elbow. Same set as they ran a minute ago. Here's Okoro. He often gets out of control, kind of loses his footing. He's too fast for himself right now. Left-hand drive into the lane. Gets caught in the air and turns it over. There it is. O'Neal, chest in the corner to Bogdanovich. Bad pass, goes by him and out of bounds. I'll be really curious what you think of Isaac Okoro tonight, Ron, because he's one of those guys, fifth pick of the draft, that's, when I watched three or four of his college games, he would draw two or three fouls a night where he went over the pick and someone had to move to try to pick him because he's so strong and so powerful that he owned his own space. It'll be interesting to see if he can do that in the NBA. McGee working the right side. Ball fakes Rudy. Got Rudy to bite and lays it up and in.
Yep, they're really liking McGee's winning attitude that he has. He's been on a winning team and coming off an NBA championship.
Bogdanovich got McGee on a mismatch. Goes back to the C logo. Retreats. Chested over to Conley. Breaks the 45. Lobs high to Rudy. He'll dunk on the far side. Beautiful play by Conley coming from the left. Rudy was waiting on the right, and the lob was there for the slam dunk. 9-8 Utah. Dodson picked up by Cleveland. Second round draft pick by the Knicks. Spent 3 years with the Knicks. So it was a high pass over Okoro and out of bounds. What position would you have Okoro play? Linebacker? Or, defensive end?
Or probably so. Or maybe a defensive back with his speed and quickness. And then, you know, having some toughness back there.
Free safety at 6'6". Man, he makes Jamal Adams look soft.
Here comes Conley, snaking through the lane. Goes to the corner to Donovan. Resets Conley. McGee comes out with him. They're switching. Jazz struggled with this against Detroit. Conley beats him on the dribble. Ball fakes. Kicks out to Royce. Catch and shoot three. Angle left. No good. Rebound McGee. Well, this is what Detroit did to the Jazz and slowed them down in the second half of that game. And Cleveland's doing a lot of the same here. Here's McGee attacking Gobert from the top. Puts it on the deck. Ball fakes. Puts a wild left-hander up and in. Looking like his mom. His mom was on one of the great college teams of all time, the two McGee sisters. His mom was one of them, along with Cheryl Miller. Loaded USC team. Maybe a 2-3 zone right here by Cleveland.
2-1-2.
Conley off a Gobert pick. Fires the left-handed three. No good. Rebound McGee. 10-9 Cleveland. They want to play half court. They want to play slow. They want to play ugly. They want to play defense.
Well, and the Jazz are not able to attack in the half court. This is something I was concerned with.
Osmond, left-hand runner up and in. And Quinn Snyder wants a timeout. Jazz half-court offense is only 21st in the NBA right now, and that is where they are stuck so far to start the game. Timeout on the floor. Jazz trailing 12-9 on the Jazz Radio Network.
Utah Jazz Sound Flash.
Yeah, we were pretty good. There was a level of focus, I think, that we maintained throughout the game. To be able to win a game when you don't shoot well by getting stops, you got to figure out different ways to win. And that was a different game and something hopefully we can continue to build on.
It's difficult to run your offense the way you would like without any of your lead guards. Asking combo or shooting guards to orchestrate your offense. So we made the decision that we would play more ball control, hope our defense can keep us in games and then be able to make some plays down the stretch.
Well, there's JB Bickerstaff in our new Skin Sound Flash describing exactly what we talk about, the way they want to play. Jordan Clarkson, an early sub tonight with Joe Ingles out. Lobs it high to Favors, catches under the rim and lays it up and in. 12-11, New Skin, proud sponsor of the Utah Jazz. Discover the best view at newskin.usa.com. Yogi Ferrell, who was signed up to be a member of the Salt Lake Stars, is in the game for Cleveland. But with their injuries, they signed him, as is Thon Maker, who's played rarely this year. Maker originally in Detroit, in Milwaukee, and just hasn't found it. Okoro fires a three, misses. He has not shot well from the outside. In fact, the numbers are frankly pretty ugly so far this year on what he can do from the outside. 12-11 Cleveland. Bogdanovich mid-block right on the much smaller defender Farrell. Bumping, backing, chests it out to Royce, rotates to Clarkson, he bobbles. Clarkson bullets it down to Favors, then back cuts in the lane, kicks to Bogdanovich, but by Bogdanovich out of bounds.
Yeah, bad passes cause that turnover.
One bad pass got to the next bad pass.
Yeah, three of them there because of the way the first pass happened.
We've seen plenty of practice where Quinn really gets on these guys for that. Here's Coro, 4 of 21 from any outside the rim. Farrell, left side. Donovan does a nice job defensively keeping him on the outside. He plays two-man game with Nance. Clarkson switches on Farrell. Played at the University of Indiana. Beats Clarkson, driving, barely gets the shot off and doesn't get it to the rim. It'll be a shot clock violation. 12-11 is the score. Your LHM stat of the night. Live ball turnovers for the Utah Jazz have got to be kept at minimum. The way you keep track of that is Cleveland steals. That's the number we want to keep down. Brought to you by LHM Dealerships for service, sales, selection. LHM Auto, driven by you. Donovan misses a three, offensive rebound Jazz. Bogdanovich left baseline jumper off the handle, no good. Boyan just shooting 30% so far this year. 12-11, Cleveland leads it. Jazz half-court offense has not been very good yet this year, and Cleveland wants to keep you there. Okoro driving, pushes up too hard off the handle. Rebound comes down to Clarkson. Clarkson wearing double zero, rises and fires for three off the bounce and misses, and it's 12-11, and 1-for-9 combined three-point shooting between these two teams to start. Farrell straight away. Chesson left side to Osmond, who tried to be aggressive early, hitting two of his first four. 12-11's the score. Farrell jumps down to the free throw line, up and in. Farrell came onto the scene as a 10-day contract for the Dallas Mavericks, dropped 30 on ESPN against Dame Lillard.
Yeah, undrafted in 2016. And
Bogdanovich steps for an aggressive three and nailed it. Gotta love Bogey. You would have never known on that play, Ron, he was in any type of shooting slump.
Yeah. He's setting up. He does everything. He's been doing very, very well. I mean, the fact that he was 41% last year, I think he's going to get it.
Clarkson jumps the passing lane, knocks it away, steals it, goes the other way. Osmond chases him down and blocks it. Former teammate getting him. Clarkson cheering Cleveland for one of their NBA final runs. Farrell working the right side, working still in the lane, finds a back cutting Larry Nance. Favors comes over and eradicates it at the rim. Picks it back up himself, gives to Bogdanovich. One hand pass to Clarkson. Feet set, ball wet, splash. Three ball, Jordan Clarkson.
And there you are, you're playing fast. Pushed the ball up the floor, you had options, you could drive to the basket. Clarkson in the wing.
Jazz are the second best team in transition so far this year, and we're seeing it there. Clarkson on three, gives them the 3-point advantage, timeout on the floor in the Jazz radio network.
Oh my!
Utah Jazz sound flash.
Someone was saying this is our longest trip we've had for a while, for a few years. I guess the different and difficult part is the COVID rules and stuff. Obviously, we can't really leave the hotel at all. You can't see friends. You can't go out for dinner. I mean, it's different, but it is what it is. Obviously, we want to play. The most important thing is obviously us getting out there and playing. So whatever kind of rules we have to follow to be able to do that, I think obviously everyone around the league's trying to do the best they can so that we can out there and play. Obviously few arenas have fans, but at least so fans can watch on TV and get the same kind of enjoyment out of watching that we do out of playing.
Joe Ingles today from Shootaround on your Player Flash, brought to you by Vivint. Jazz lead it here 17-14. Cleveland, a diminished team due to regular injuries, not just COVID protocol. Mione makes his first appearance. Again, Joe Ingles out tonight for the Jazz. George Niang and Vivint. Smart security, professionally installed. Niang rebounds the miss, Jazz 17-14. Conley, baseline drive, comes up the reverse side, and foul. Cleveland's without Sexton, Garland, Love, and Drummond, four of their five starters tonight. Jazz are without Joe Ingles. And I believe we're short and official tonight. Actually, our old friend Austin Facer just tweeted me to make me notice that. Zach Zarba, Merrick Kogut, and Matt Myers were scheduled as our three officials. The same thing happened last night in Cleveland as well. Derek Richardson was scheduled to work and didn't work, and it does not look as though Merrick Kogut is working tonight. And in a lot of ways, the NBA officials are playing, doing the same stuff, so I'm assuming, as you do with everything right now, it's COVID protocols.
You notice, David, what is that, 10 minutes without a foul?
Well, it's not that surprising. The Jazz draw the second fewest fouls in the league, and you know who draws the fewest fouls in the league? Cleveland. Here's JaVale McGee working on Gobert, puts out an outstretched arm and lays it up and in. Nifty move from JaVale McGee. Played his college ball at Nevada. Early draft pick, plays like that, had people excited. Conley, pick and roll, chest to Clarkson, catch and shoot three. No good. Clarkson's taken at least five threes in every game. JaVale, coast to coast, underhand scoop, no. Rebound, Clarkson. Asthma has hurt McGee's ability to play long stretches on the court. We'll see what happens tonight. He's back in. He took a short stint earlier. Clarkson working. Reverse pivots and scores over the diminutive Farrell. 20-16. Left wing. Cavaliers. Stevens, Lamar Stevens. They are deep into their bench. He's working Niang, bumping and backing. Fading back over the top of Niang and short. Mione rebounds. Conley pushes ahead to Clarkson. Clarkson goes behind his back. Ball fakes, gives to Rudy. Cuts through. Clarkson's always moving. Rudy's trying to pay McGee back. Drives left-handed and is way off. 20-16, and Jazz stopped the fast break with a foul on Farrell for the first foul call of the evening on the Jazz and only second foul call of the game.
Okay, Rudy was trying to pay McGee back, huh? Because one heck of a move that McGee had there going to the basket with the reverse layup.
To 16. Jazz lead it.
You see why their scores are down.
Well, they want it that way, right? Yeah. J.B. Bickerstaff wasn't hiding. Dotson fires a three. You know the other reason their scores are down? They can't shoot.
They can't shoot.
Not with the roster they have tonight. Let's
and
be
he
honest.
Said, you know, we're going to have to win these ball games ugly. You know, just everything's defense.
42 seconds left in the fast-moving first quarter. Might get home for dinner. Conley. Chest it up top to Niang. Jazz will be coming home tonight. Washington game tomorrow has been postponed. Right little floater for Niang's up and in. 22-16. Cleveland does not have a three or a free throw yet in this game. Well, we only have two officials, so we only have two foul calls so far. Old school. When you played, there's only two officials, right, Ron?
Oh, yes. Yes. And many thought that even though there's three officials that it wasn't called any better than it was with two, but I think it is. I think late, that was when it first went to three, but right now I think it's best to have three on the floor.
Gobert blocks a shot, 2.5 seconds left in the quarter. They'll inbound to Osman. He'll have to take one dribble to free himself, fires and hits the long two. 5.7 seconds left in the quarter. Inbound to Clarkson. Gets across the half court with four to the three-point line with three to the lane with two. Reverse layup, no good. And the end of the first quarter, it's the Jazz 22-19 on the Jazz Radio Network. Jazz 22, Cavaliers 18. They lead it by four. J.B. Bickerstaff was open about what he wants to do with his limited team. We want to make the game as ugly as possible. And the shooting on both sides has been that ugly so far. Jazz leading it by four. Joined now by assistant coach Mike Wells. Coach Wells, your guys are coming home a day early. I'm sure they're not brokenhearted about that.
No way.
A long trip. What's your thoughts on the first quarter?
Well, you just want to see, a little more attention to detail, I think, on both ends. You know, we had a couple of good looks. They don't go down, and then you have a couple of possessions where maybe you just don't see the offensive rhythm you want to see. And, you know, I think, you've got some guys that are playing free and easy on the Cleveland side. You've got to guard them. They're professionals. We got to tighten it up a little bit there.
Conley driving on Bolden, who just checked in. He's out of Duke. Conley misses. Offensive rebound out to Clarkson. Air balls a three. And Dotson rebounds. Without Drummond, they've gone deep. Bolden and Maker both play tonight. Lob and slam dunk from Stevens on the right side. Stevens played 4 years at Penn State. Undrafted.
Great pass there from that distance. I mean, right on the money.
22-20 is the score. David Locke, Ron Boone, Jazz assistant coach Mike Wells. Maybe a zone again. Niang up top to Clarkson. A bad pass from the right corner to the upper left quadrant is a live ball turnover fast break. Oney with a nice block. Cleveland maintains possession. On the angle right, driving it, Gobert as Stevens misses at the rim. Bolden flying in for the rebound, but Clarkson clears. Clarkson gets body bumped by Farrell. It's a foul. Our LHM stat of the night was live ball turnovers. The Jazz, that was just their second. And you can't commit them above the free throw line. Because those are usually points the other way. Nice play by Mia One to prevent that.
Yeah, that pass stayed in the air just way too long. They're going to be in the zone. You got to make that ball pop. Just move it.
Conley. Bounce pass to a back cutting. Niang lays it up and in. Nice play. How do you attack the zone, Mike?
Yeah, what Boone's saying, you've got to move the ball, you've got to shift the zone, then you've got to drive those teams. And for us, you'll also see us use pick and roll, just like we do against man. We'll just screen one of the top defenders either to the inside of the floor or the outside of the floor, and that's basically to do the same thing, and that's just so, drive the team and team.
And I got have a question for you here right after this play here.
Yang three, no good. Rebound Dotson. Go ahead, Ron.
You attack a zone, a 2-3 zone, a little bit different than you attack a 2-1-2 zone, correct?
Yes. Absolutely.
Conley with a steal. Conley, one defender back. He curls out of it, finds a trailing Niang, misses the right-hand layup. Stevens was back and lurking. Conley decided not to attack him. Tried to find the trailer, but didn't clear enough space. Niang's layup angle was not good. He missed it. Here comes Dotson attacking Niang. Gets cut off. Goes out to the baseline of Bolden. Back to Dotson. Swings up top to Farrell. Farrell working Clarkson one-on-one. Pull-up jumper for the Hoosier from Indiana. No good. And the Bulldog of Yale, Mione, rebounds. Chest ahead to Niang. Quick release three in transition. Pow! Beautiful play right there. Oni pushing the game ahead. And George Niang gets the Jazz 4-3 of the game. $50 to the Huntsman Cancer Research Foundation, courtesy of Mountain America Credit Union. It's 27-20 Utah. That's exactly what you guys want, isn't it, Mike?
Yes, exactly. Bring the ball up the floor and pass the ball up the floor, right? Play with the pass. In transition and in the half court, really attacking. You know, their defense just can't catch up to the pass.
Jazz do it again. Oni gets the three, no good. Rebound comes down to the Cavaliers. Tell me about Mia Oni and what you've seen out of him so far this year.
Yeah, you know, he's a versatile defender. He can guard multiple positions. Sorry, guys. And, you know, he's offensively, he's a runner. He's going to slash and attack the rim, and he can make a spot three, right? So, you know, he's a good young player. He's got good size and athleticism.
Jazz turn it over, out of bounds. You know, Bart Taylor, the GM of the year of the G League last year, Jazz Salt Lake Stars GM, had an interesting comment to me last year about Oni and Jarrell Brantley. They actually had to narrow their games down to what their NBA game was going to be compared to the wide college game they had as the best player on their college team. They had to do everything, and their job was to narrow down their game to what their NBA game would be. I thought it was an interesting way to think about what these really great players have to figure out and how they fit into the NBA.
Yeah, as Boone can say, right, you know, there's only a few players that don't turn into role players. You know, at some point in your career, at every level, you're going to turn into a role player, and you've got to figure out what that role is and how to help the team.
Yeah, and I love Joe Ingles' point that he made there as well. You just have to figure out how to make a difference and how to help a basketball team, you know. And he's coming off the bench now. It's the same with players coming into the league, especially if you're not that high draft pick, that impact player that's going to make an immediate impact. So those are things you have to figure out to go along with the talent that you have.
Jazz on a 16-6 run. Donovan checks back in. Bogdanovich in. Clarkson, left angle three. Good. Jordan Clarkson's taken at least five threes in every game this year. That's his fifth attempt tonight already. He's got 8 points to lead all Jazz scorers. They lead it 30-20.
So, Coach, who gets the three off quicker? Clarkson or Boyan or maybe Joe Ingles?
Not Joe Ingles.
Man, I would say Jordan probably just on the quick catch and shoot, you know. Boyan's advantage is that he's 6'8", you know, Boone, and his release point's so much higher. But, man, Jordan is he's the new version of the microwave, right?
Really.
Whoa,
is.
Vinny Johnson, back with the Detroit days.
Leads the NBA in bench scoring so far this year. Just got an offensive foul as Isaac Okoro D'd him up. Nice block a moment ago by Derek. Derek's got three blocks already tonight. 30-20 Utah, the defense cracking down right now. The Cavaliers have just 2 points and no field goals in the last 4 minutes. Osmond, left side Dotson. They do not have a free throw or a three yet in this game. Nance, turnaround jumper from 15, rattles around and out. Royce O'Neal, the Jazz second leading rebounder, grabs the board, gives it up to Donovan. Donovan swings it to Royce. He's wide open for a left side three. Rolls! Royce! 33-20, Jazz by 13.
What a year he's having.
He is playing great.
He's now 5-for-10 from that above the break three.
Mike Wells, thank you very much. Who knows what we're talking about in the fourth quarter?
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. He's Mike Wells. He's been nice enough to join us all road trip on the Jazz Radio Network. The year was 2007. Ray Allen scored a career-high 54 points against the Utah Jazz in a 122-114 overtime win. Turned out to be the second most in Sonic history.
There's a fine line. Sometimes you go out trying to do too much. You overshoot. You overthink. There's so many many different emotions in my mind, but tonight I just kind of go out and just let myself find its way. And, you know, we played well, we passed the ball, and I knew at some point in the fourth quarter I had to make some shots. Last game I didn't against Miami, so tonight I had to come out and do something big for this team.
The seven-time All-Stars' new career high was just four shy of the team mark held by Freddie Brown shortly after Allen had surgery on both ankles and missed the remainder of the 06-07 season before being acquired by the Boston Celtics. And a little tidbit on that game. I called that game, Ron Boone.
You did?
For the Seattle Supersonics. That was one of the better performances you've seen. 33-23, Cavaliers get make a shot here. Dotson an 18-footer, it's only their second of the quarter. And a reach-in foul on Isaac Okoro, the fifth pick of the draft, out of Auburn, 6'6", 220. Incredible athlete, but there's some concerns. When scouting him, Ron, I thought he was a two-foot jumper, which we've talked about a lot. And he does not have much of an outside game. It'll be interesting to see how he plays, whether he gains an offensive game. Donovan tries a floater and misses, but he is going to be an elite defensive player in this league. 33-22, Jazz by 11. Cavaliers are 2 of 12 shooting in the quarter. And JaVale McGee tries to pass it over Favors, and he steals it. Lob ahead to Royce O'Neal. Catches, kicks to the corner. Jordan Clarkson, right side. Three, sweet child of mine. Jordan Clarkson puts the Jazz up 36-22, his third three of the game.
They can get whatever they want in this ballgame.
Jazz have seven threes, the Cavaliers none. JaVale McGee mid-block, back-cutting Dotson, layup good. Donovan got lost the, I don't know, what's the phrase on that? It's the old between you and the basket. Got back-cut off the top.
Ball watching.
Donovan right block, finds a back-cutting Bojan Bogdanović. Layup in, somebody else got caught ball watching. This time it was Larry Nance.
It's funny how that works. I mean,
Cleveland without Sexton, without Garland, without Drummond, without Love. Dotson working left side, gets knocked over and fouled. Dotson started his college career in the Pac-12 at Oregon. Things didn't work out. So then he switched to Houston, his hometown. It was a late second round draft pick. Osmond, right-hand floater in the lane is good. It's 38-26. Jazz have Mitchell, O'Neal, Clarkson, Bogdanović, and Favors on the floor. O'Neal driving, gives the left corner to Jordan. He'll just fire another one and hit. Whole lot of love tonight for Jordan Clarkson. He's got it rolling. It's 41-26. Okoro wiggling in the lane. Fit left hand. No follow by JaVale McGee.
Yeah, that was Clarkson's fault. I mean, Derek Favors stayed with his man, causing to miss the shot. Clarkson let McGee just get in front of him. He needs to get in front of McGee, keep him from getting the follow-up.
Clarkson has 14. Bogdanović steps behind the three-point line, fires short. Bogey hit a three earlier. He's three of his last 16 from above the arc. Here's Okoro for three. He hits. He was just 4 of 21 from outside the rim so far this year before that shot. Jazz getting a little loose defensively right now. Cleveland's taking advantage. 41-31. Here comes O'Neal on a handoff from Favors. They're switching everything, 1 through 5. Bogdanović, cross-court pass to Clarkson, chest up top to Royce. Tries to drive on O'Neal, kicks to the wing, stolen and deflected. We're back to Bogdanović, 2 on the shot clock. O'Neal forced to throw it up. It hits the rim, no good. Favors battling for the rebound. Ricochets off of multiple players and ends up with Osmond of Cleveland. Cleveland to the front court, 41-31 is the score. Jazz by 10, 3:36 left. Here in the third, the Cavaliers have yet to take a free throw. The Jazz have taken two, and an offensive foul called on the Cavaliers on a high pick. Fast-moving game. Ron, I brought myself dinner, but I didn't think I was going to be eating it at like 6:20. Timeout on the floor, Jazz by 10, 41-31 on the Jazz Radio Network.
In today's player profile, we focus on George Niang and something he has in common with our very own David Locke.
Obviously, it took away basketball and it took away real life, but it kind of opened up other things in my life that, you know, I've been able to see and enjoy. You know, I have a podcast that I do called The Drive-In Dish that's on YouTube that the Jazz has helped me produce.
What have you enjoyed about doing that?
just having a greater appreciation for people that deal with media. The amount of research and, you know, different things that go into the everyday grind of trying to get a good interview, get good content. But it just kind of gave me a great appreciation, and it kind of tapped me into, you know, really having a passion, whether that's in broadcasting or podcasting. Just something new that I could fall in love with and come to grips with and really just enjoy myself while I couldn't play basketball or enjoy real life.
George Niang on our player profile, thanks to John Kiefer. 41-31, Jazz by 10. Donovan off the bounce, high arcing three straight away, got it. That's the shot that's going to break doors open for Donovan once he gets it rolling again. 44-31, Jazz by 13. Jazz have 18 of their 22 points in the quarter from three.
Well, I'd like to see him get hot from that spot right there. I mean, he struggled all season long from that spot.
The off-the-bounce three has been his bugaboo so far. Nance down low. Ball fake, sees Gobert, travels. Jazz with the ball, 44-31. Cleveland is without Sexton, who averages 25 a game. Drummond, who averages 18. Garland, who averages 17. And Kevin Love, who for his career has averaged about 17. Andre Drummond, 13 of 33 shooting the last two times he played Rudy Gobert. Played last night, does not, unable to go tonight. 1-2-2 zone now, I think. Switching everything. Okoro's guarding Conley. And Bogdanović throws the pass right to Okoro. Comes out right side to Dotson. Live ball turnover above the free throw line. Going into lane is Nance, kicking right side. Okoro with another three, missed it. And the rebound comes to Mitchell. Fourth steal of the night for Cleveland. Rudy down low, fouled by McGee. Oh no, stripped by McGee out of bounds. We only have two officials tonight. Merritt Kogut was unable to go. Last night, Derek Richardson was unable to go. In the same building. New mask rules that they must be on. Gobert takes a 16-footer, it goes 12. And the rebound comes down to Cleveland.
It's funny, you have to transfer those practice shots into the game situation. I've watched him shoot those in practice, and he does pretty well at it. But when you get in the ball game, it's a different story.
Rudy's 2 of 7 shooting tonight. Osman driving. In at Rudy, flares it back up top to Nance. Nance has to take a deep three from 40 feet with the shot clock expiring, and that one was wide left. Air balls galore here.
So even the defense of the Jazz is good enough to the point where they're working in the short clock, which is not good for a team that's not very good offensively.
Conley at the top. Calls for a Bogdanović pick, gets Nance switched onto him. Razzle dazzle dribble, step back three, nailed it. 47-31, Jazz by 16.
7-3 in this quarter for the Jazz.
10th of the night for the Jazz. Dotson for three, the second one for Cleveland. 47-34, Donovan quickly to the front court, wiggles, floats, up and in. 49-34, Donovan's second field goal of the night. Donovan's third, excuse me. Here comes Osman driving his runner over the top of Gobert's up and in. 49-36, 49 seconds left in the quarter. We've only had two free throws taken this entire game. Conley wide open on his tippy toes from straightaway three, no good. Gobert going for the rebound, it's fouled by McGee. It's only the eighth foul call of the game. For McGee, I believe that's his second personal foul. 39 seconds left in the quarter, 14 on the shot clock. Jazz can go 2-for-1 here. Donovan working off Gobert pick, long dribble out in front, attacks, switches left to right for an underhand scoop, no good, foul on Gobert. Jazz by 13. Cleveland's offense is averaging 0.78 points per possession right now. They are a limited group tonight. The Jazz have taken the lead, taken advantage. 20 seconds left in the quarter. Justin Zanuck with his blue vest he's had on every night of the road trip, watching courtside. Jazz GM on the trip. Dotson works to the left elbow, steps back with a jumper, misses, rebound Gobert. 6 seconds to Donovan with 4 seconds. Donovan hesitates with 2, throws it past to Rudy with no chance of that having enough time. Well, you didn't hurt your shooting percentage at least. Jazz lead it at the half. 49-36 on the Jazz radio number. Utah Jazz battle with the Cleveland Cavaliers at the half. It's 49-30. Apologize. Now let's get to our interview with head coach Vince LaGarza.
Coach, how much of this is a case of your defense being really good right now?
You know, I think our guys are doing a really good job. One of the better talking games that we've had, communicating our coverages. We've made them take tough shots. You know, I think we do a little bit better contesting some of their shots at the rim and then keeping their bigs off the glass, but overall really good.
Offensively, they're trying to muck up the game. J.B. Bickerstaff said to us before the game, we want to be ugly. What are the ways you avoid that?
You know, getting stops. When we get stops, we can run and play fast. I think that's where we're getting those early three, something that we want. And then, you know, in the half court, they're playing some zone. They're doing some switching, you know, really keying in our execution, our spacing, so that whatever they throw at us, we're ready to react and then take the shots that we want.
Coach LaGarza, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So the second half about to get underway. Hope you've finished dinner, got off work, whatever it might be where you're joining us. The Jazz have the advantage here, 49-36 in a fairly ho-hum first half. Cleveland super limited right now with who they have on the floor. They are without Colin Sexton and Darius Garland. Dante Exum, who was playing very well for them defensively, strained his calf. He's out. Andre Drummond did not play tonight. And Kevin Love has been out for a while. So they are a depleted group. And the Jazz have taken advantage. The crazy stat of the first half, Ron Boone, Cleveland has not taken a free throw.
Yeah. What they'd like to do, and at least the report we have, is that they were scoring in the paint. Obviously, Drummond's not there. And they were getting to the free throw line because they were attacking the paint. But tonight, been a little bit different story. They have not been able to make some shots. Obviously, Rudy's back there, and then they don't have the perimeter shooting there.
And the interesting to watch, Isaac Okoro, fifth pick of the draft, guarding Donovan Mitchell. Donovan comes off a Rudy pick, fires an off-the-bounce three, and nails it. 2 for 3 on off-the-bounce threes for Donovan tonight. Nice start for him to get going, and the Jazz are up 16. Okoro, known as a great defensive player, it's freshman SEC defensive player, and at Auburn, he was terrific. He's been good so far in the NBA, so this is quite a task for him. Here's Dotson. Into the post to Nance. Ball fakes Bogdanovich. Gobert comes over, wildly alters the shot. Rebound's tapped out. Okoro has it. Nance gives it over to Okoro. He's not a good outside shooter, and he misses. And the rebound comes down to Gobert. Larry Nance is 0-for-6 as Conley's 3 in transition. Nicks the iron and goes out of bounds. We only have 2 officials tonight. Matt Myers in his 3rd year. Zach Zarba in his 18th. Merrick Kogut was scheduled, but he did not make it last night here in Cleveland. Derek Richardson didn't make it. Only 2 officials as well. JaVale McGee going up and under and hooking it over Gobert. Missing. Nance gets the rebound. He's fouled by Donovan. Nance wants a bucket. He's 0-for-6 tonight.
Yep, and the officials have pretty much had a pretty easy night so far because of
these will be the first free throws by the Cavaliers today. They particularly made it easy on themselves. They've only blown 9 whistles all night.
So with 2 officials, this couldn't have picked a better ball game anyway to only have 2.
Nance misses the free throw, drops his shoulders a little bit. He's 0-for-6 shooting, 0-for-1 from the free throw line. Nance and Clarkson got traded together by LA to Cleveland.
Nance is only at 57%. From the free throw line this year. I thought he was a much better shooter.
Out of the made free throw, the Jazz push ahead to O'Neal for an open corner 3 who missed it. Jazz get the offensive rebound. Conley spinning on Nance, gets in the lane, loses the dribble, bounces it out to Bogdanovich. Bogey comes off a Gobert pick, bounces to a rolling Rudy, and we have a shot clock violation on the Jazz. Bogdanovich tonight, 2-for-4, 5 points. Clarkson's given the Jazz 14 off the bench. Your Zions Bank starters, Donovan Mitchell has 11, Bogey 5, O'Neal 5, Gobert 4, and Conley 4.
I want to see the Jazz continue here playing at a short clock.
You mean playing fast?
No, just play faster. I mean, they're playing at a short clock now, and it kind of gets them in trouble, especially with teams that are switching all over the floor and the perimeter defense is pretty good. Just play a lot faster and get some shots up early in the clock.
Cleveland leads the league in deflections, number one defensive team in the league. Nant goes down to McGee in the post. A little rolling hook shot, no good. Rebound battled for, Bogdanovich clears. Rudy sprinting the floor. Now finally Conley gets it. Half court set. Conley works off Rudy. Long dribble out in front of him. Chests it back up to Bogey. He reads the laces. He fires the three. He hits. 2 for 3 today from three for Bojan Bogdanovich. Jazz back up by 18.
Tell you what, that's the best look he's had tonight. They have plenty of time to find the seam.
McGee enjoying the new freedom. Going one-on-one on Gobert. Misses again. Outlet to Bogdanovich across the half court. Cleveland's back defensively. Bogey will give it up top, angle left to Donovan. Guard to guard switch. Okoro guarding Donovan. Donovan spinning, trying to get free, and hits. A tough look. Nice defense. But Donovan Mitchell was just too smooth on that one as he spins it into two, and the Jazz go up by 20. And J.B. Bickerstaff wants a timeout on the Jazz Radio Network. One hand pass to Clarkson. Feet set, ball wet, splash. Three ball, Jordan Clarkson. Clarkson, left angle three. Good, kicks to the corner, Jordan Clarkson. Right side three, sweet child of mine. Neal driving, gives the left corner Jordan. He'll just fire another one and hit. Well, Jordan Clarkson has shook us all night long in the rock and roll city as the Utah Jazz are up 20. Clarkson's come off the bench for 14 tonight. That's your WCF insurance. Efficiency report brought to you by WCF Insurance. Be careful out there. Here's Dotson. He's playing point guard without Garland, without Sexton, without Exum. Comes off of McGee pick, fires the three, misses. Long rebound. Conley has it. Cleveland shooting 36%. They've hit just 2 threes in 11 attempts. And they've made just taken just 2 free throws. Donovan, step back jumper straight away. No good. Rebound McGee. JaVale McGee will come to the front court with a white headband. The long, lanky 7-footer out of Nevada. Gives to Okoro, driving, fouled by Gobert. And Okoro will go to the line. Isaac Okoro, fifth pick of the NBA draft. Defensively was just a marvel at Auburn. I told Ron the story in the first half. I watched probably 3-4 Auburn games. Had a bunch of players in the SEC that were in the draft this year. Every game I watched, he blew up a screen by just getting into someone and just owning the space. Just so physically powerful.
So they get to the point where guys are scared to run into him? And
I think so. However, 13 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. He shot just 29% from three at Auburn. And he's just 5 of 22 outside the rim to start his NBA career. He splits the free throws. He'll learn. He's 19 years old. You cannot just find an athlete like this. Bogdanovich tries to lob up top to Gobert. Gets tipped out of bounds by McGee.
Yeah, McGee is a roller, so he understands when that's going to be executed. He was right there to defend the play.
Most of these guys are world-class elite athletes, and then to be the elite of the elite, JaVale McGee is up there with Okoro. Inbound to Bogdanovich. Underhand scoop to Royce. 4 on the clock. Chest to Conley. Quick release left side. 3's good. Mike Conley. Jazz have been hitting the 3-ball again tonight like they did in Milwaukee. Not quite, but 13 to 27. Pretty good. $50 to the Huntsman Cancer Research Foundation, courtesy of Mountain America. G.D. Osmond shot no good and a foul on the rebound. The Cavaliers are moving toward about 3 minutes without a 4 minutes without a field goal now. As the Jazz lead this one. The last field goal for the Cavaliers was in the second quarter with 50 seconds left when Osmond made it. The Cavaliers don't have a field goal yet in the quarter. Jazz in control, 60 to 38. O'Neal Hand off to Conley, comes off the pick to his left, has Osmond switched out on him. Bounce pass to a rolling Rudy. He bobbles it, then falls to the ground. Keeps the dribble alive while he's on his knees, and the shot clock expires. One of the things, Ron, we said is live ball turnovers had to be reduced tonight. The Jazz have given up just three live ball turnovers to the team that leads the league in deflections and is one of the best defensive teams in the league.
Yeah, it's always going to be very important, I think, with this team, too. Take care of the basketball. That was the game plan. They knew how they led the league in deflections. Nance, who doesn't have a steal, averaging close to three steals a ball game.
Coro with a nice spin drive to the basket makes it a 20-point Jazz advantage. Bogdanović between the legs drives the left, comes back to his right shoulder, turnaround jumper, no good, but he's fouled. This is the script by which we've had blowouts. One team's good and one team's really injured, but also the games in which have been decided by 20 or more, the difference in 3 points pointers made has been an average of 7. Right now the Jazz at 13, the Cavaliers at 2. Bogdanović to the line, he's 3 for 5 today. And he's wearing blue tape on the right wrist today, instead of either nothing or the bandage that he was wearing before, so a little different tonight. Makes the first free throw. Mark Miller Subaru has developed Promise Price. Promise Price is truly exceptional customer service. Come experience commitment to Promise Price at either location or start your purchase online at markmillersubaru.com. We know you'll love the experience. Free throws are good, 62 to 40, Jazz by 22. Dotson attacking, favors at the rim, and he's fouled. Those will be the free throws for Cleveland. Jazz leading rebounder tonight is Rudy Gobert with 8. Safelite Auto Glass is proud to present this year's Master of the Glass rebound program at the end of the regular season. Safelite will donate $5 for each rebound secured by this year's team's leading rebounder. Jazz have outscored the Cavaliers 13-4 here in the third. And they lead it 62-40. First free throw no good by Dotson. Dotson grew up in Houston, Texas. Started his college career at Oregon, then moved back to Houston. Second round pick of the Knicks for the last 3 years, now in Cleveland. Had a good second year on that bad Knicks team, averaged about 10 points a game. Misses both free throws. Cavaliers are 2 of 6 line. Donovan, triple team, breaks it, spins at the lane, tries to dunk on Wade, misses, gets it back, and finishes. Daniel Wade's now in for the first time. Three ball, right side of Puro, no good. Rebound, Bogdanović, high up for the board. Bogey to the front court, stutter steps, leaves it behind for Donovan. Catch and shoot, three, perfect. 27-point lead for the Jazz. Donovan's got himself 18. Well, this got out of hand in a hurry. This third quarter is 18-4 right now.
Well, a few more fouls anyway. At least we can see there is a little contact going on in this ball game.
Well, free throws coming for Osmond. Donovan Mitchell talked about how he deals with handling pressure.
At the end of the day, like, pressure is what you make it, especially the external pressure, I should say. I think the biggest thing, you know, if you allow that, you know, that to kind of play into your mindset, I think that's what kind of consumes you and then takes you out of the direction of the team. Pressure, I think at the end of the day, is just something that, you know, personally, I love it. I like pressure. You know, I think that's why we play this game. You know, I think it's just the high intensity of it. You know, at the end of the day, you know, we're humans and we're going to make mistakes, but we're going to do really good things. As long as it's in the benefit of the team, I think we're both in good shape.
Osmond's free throws are both good at 67-42. Utah will wrap up the road trip tonight. They will not go to Washington. That game has been postponed. Washington did not have 8 available players due to the protocols. Nice motion on this possession by the Jazz, working the outside. Donovan penetrates, big steps to the rack. Foul, then he'll get 2 free throws. Well, the COVID situation is certainly having an impact on the NBA. They tighten the protocols tonight. All the players, the benches, and their behavior. Here's what Joe Ingles had to say as Donovan shoots 2 free throws about the whole COVID situation.
you can say it's kind of frustrating or whatever, but it is what it is. It's the world we live in right now. It's a lot of unknowns. I mean, obviously, right now, it's the focus is on tonight and sort this out. We spoke earlier in the year in preseason about there's going to be a lot of stuff this year that we're just doing on the fly, or we're getting a text an hour before something, or we might have to meet somewhere else before we come to some, like to another city because of the rules in the other city not being allowed a certain amount of people in rooms and stuff like that. So yeah, we just got to be pretty open and flexible with what's going on.
Joe Ingles. Here's Yogi Ferrell in the game. Yogi was originally signed by the Salt Lake Stars, but they just got signed by Cleveland because they ran out of players. Poro, offensive rebound, powers back up, misses, and Nance jam follows. Larry Nance Jr. gets his first field goal.
Well, he's a high flyer, dunk champion. He came from the baseline to make that a spectacular play.
69-44. Bogdanovich straight away. Guarded by Wade. Driving to the rack, double clutches, misses. Favors tries to tap it in, can't. Rebound loose, Clarkson has it, 13 on the shot clock. Cross-court pass, Bogdanovich. Ball fakes, dribbles, settles himself, fires and hits. Bogey looks all right today. That's got to make Jazz fans happy. He's got himself 13 points now, 3 of 4 from 3. Quick answer by Cleveland. And Larry Nance, after getting off the schneid the play before, now gets his second straight field goal. This one a 3. 72-47, Jazz by 25. Bogdanovich with a right-hand dribble down the lane. Hard foul. Bogdanovich goes down and shakes the wrist pretty considerably. Larry Nance took a hard swipe at it. Bogey's grimacing. Got his eyes closed. Now holds on to the right wrist a little bit. Makes a fist out of it. Every time he falls, leads to a little more pain in that right wrist.
Well, and the thing is, he's right-handed, so you immediately, when you brace yourself, you want to put that right hand down. But he doesn't have the tape or the support tape around his wrist. He has it more down the
looks like KT forearm. Looks like KT tape, which is really as much to kind of change where the pain and the senses are as much as it is for support. We got a palindrome at 74-47 after the free throws are made. Here's Okoro, he's 2 for 9. Out to Wade, his 3 is good. ...74-50. Craig Bolajek just passed me a note to make sure I mentioned that Wade's out of Kansas State.
Just trying to make sure of it.
Turnover by the Jazz. Wade again from the exact same spot with the exact same result. Angle left 3 for Wade and 74-53. Quinn Snyder wants a timeout. Jazz by 21. 74-53 on the Jazz Radio.
Your game summary.
Presented by America First Credit Union.
On the Zone Sports Network.
Chested over to Conley, breaks the 45, lobs high to Rudy, he'll dunk on the far side. Kicks to the corner, Jordan Clarkson, right side, 3, sweet child of mine. Conley at the top, calls for Bogdanovich pick, gets Nance switched onto him. Razzle dazzle dribble, step back 3, nailed it. Bogey to the front court, stutter steps, leaves it behind for Donovan, catch and shoot 3, perfect. 3 balls are flying, Jazz have taken a commanding lead, they're cruising for this to be a 4-2 road trip. And that's all brought to you by America First. For the finest in financial services, visit AmericaFirst.com. America First, take care of your family, your home, your business, wherever you need. Wherever you are, we're here to help. 74-53, Jazz by 21. David Locke along with Ron Boone, slicing through the lanes. Clarkson, wraparound pass to Favors, ricochets off his left shoulder. He runs it down in the corner, finds the minivan who fires for 3 and hits. George Niang gives the Jazz a 77-53 advantage with the 16th three of the night by the Jazz on 30 attempts.
And George has made now his 4th and 5th three of the year.
This is the average. This is the night where all the averages come back to normal by the end of the night, Rob. Just get the sample size thing up. Here's Wade, left side pull-up jumper. He missed it. He hit 2 threes in a row, the Kansas State product. Clarkson working the left side. working on Lamar Stevens in the lane, right hand push shot up and in. Jordan Clarkson's got 16 against the team that traded him last year.
Leads the league in points off the bench this year.
79-53, 26 points left. Ron, I give you 3 minutes and 30 seconds to come up with what we're talking to Mike Wells about. Stevens, right side to Wade, right corner to Nance, who had a three a moment ago, misses this one. Cleveland 5 of 17 from three. The Jazz are 16 of 30. Donovan, picked up by the rookie, fifth pick of the draft of Coro out of Auburn, 6'6", 225. Donovan steps back into a three and hit it. Donovan Mitchell's hitting the off-the-bounce three tonight. Poyon and George are hitting threes. All the numbers are coming back to normal. Donovan's got five triples tonight. The Jazz lead it by a lot, 29 in fact. Wade, mid-block right, puts it on the left, kicks it up top. A three ball straight down the barrel from Yogi Ferrell is through the nylon. 82-56, Donovan pushing, and a blocking foul on Ferrell. Only two officials tonight. Merrick Kogut didn't make this one.
So Yogi Ferrell was going to join the G League team here. Got a chance to go to Cleveland, so.
Gotta get paid.
Yeah.
Jazz have always liked Yogi Ferrell. Jazz are 7 of 9 from three in this quarter. And stretching this one out. Bogey with a really good quarter. He's now on the bench being attended to by Eric Waters. Eric Waters' wife, Beth, has a similar injury to Bojan Bogdanović.
Really?
Having a major impact on her ski season. It's a problem. Just thought I'd update everybody on the health situation of everyone around. 84-56 after the free throws are good. Jazz are up 28. Ferrell played in Dallas, Sacramento. Here's Okoro working the top. Cross-court pass back to Nance. Nance ball fakes, now underhand back to Okoro. Working on the right side with a left-hand dribble. He comes to the middle lane, attacking Gobert, and gets it swatted out of bounds. Brooke. Welcome to the league, kid. Jazz keep the live ball alive. Here comes Clarkson. Low pick and roll with Gobert with a right-hand dribble. We got an offensive foul on Rudy. Do you have an opinion of Okoro yet tonight, Ron Boone?
Well, he's good foot speed, and obviously he's a defensive player and probably prides himself in being a defensive player. Doesn't have any respect for Rudy Gobert, that's for sure.
That was a mistake.
That was a huge
mistake.
6 points,
three rebounds, three assists, two steals for the rookie. He's 2 of 10 shooting. Plays a lot, leads the NBA rookies in minutes played. They'll get a rest now. Tough year for rookies. Osmond passes to the corner of Stevens, top to Ferrell. In the air, Oney blocks the shot on the three. Ferrell gets it back, misses the floater. Mia Oney with a nice block shot there. Here comes Niang to the front court, gets eludes one defender. Finds Clarkson, rotates to Oney, left side three is good, Mia Oney. Playing in place of Joe Ingles tonight, who's not available, has 3 points, two rebounds, assist, and two blocks. Nance, three ball straight down the barrel, no good. Oney with another rebound. Oney in the front court. Oney hands it off to Conley. Coming off a pick and roll, pulls Wade out. Conley rocking it between the legs, drives hard with left hand, scoop layup, no. Rebound tipped and controlled by Cleveland. Osmond driving at Oney to the basket. Layup good and a foul. Jetty Osmond. 14 points, leads the Cavaliers.
Looks like Oney commits the foul, but he gets the worst of it. Looks like he got hit in the face.
He did. SmithsFoodAndDrugs.com for easy home delivery in as fast as 1 hour. Or enjoy same-day pickup at the store on orders of $35 or more. Smith's Fresh for everyone. You know, that block by Mia Oney a minute ago, forever Utah Jazz block shot this season. Cypress Credit Union will donate $50 to the Community Recreation Association, a nonprofit organization provides funding for youth in our communities to participate in sports and other extracurricular activities. Cypress Credit Union, your future is our future. Quick three by Niang is an air ball. Might have nicked some iron, but comes down strangely, goes out of bounds while nobody realizes it missed, and then is now the Cavaliers' ball. 51 seconds left, Jazz 87, Cavaliers 59. We're through three quarters. Here comes Osmond. Kick out, Nance, deep deep end. The Wyoming Cowboy fires the three and misses. Rebound comes down to Gobert. Clarkson, straight down the barrel, three on a 2-for-1, no good. Rudy's in rebound position. Gets body bumped by Nance and gets ruled for stepping out of bounds. Nance just forearm shoved him out of bounds. Rudy's not had a very good offensive game tonight.
Well, he has 10 rebounds. 2-for-7, only played 23 minutes so far. Probably was mentally ready to play against Drummond.
Yep. That's a good point, Bob. Here's Dotson at the top, working on Conley. Between the legs, lost the basketball. Rudy has the steal. 8 seconds left. Rudy's got the lead. Fast break, coast to coast. Grabbed by Osmond and fouled. Rudy goes coast to coast with the dribble. Rudy's been playing a little out of the normal role tonight offensively. He missed a 15-footer. He tried an up and under. This time Rudy went with a left-hand dribble up the front court, right-hand dribble up the front court as he switched right to left. He got fouled. A little smile and smirk for Rudy afterwards.
First free throws for Rudy tonight.
First free throw from Rudy is no good. Here's what Rudy said about defensive consistency.
We know that there's going to be nights when the shots are not going to fall. And in the previous game that we've lost, we let that affect our defense. Our identity is to be a defensive team that then runs the floor and spreads the floor, and we got a lot of shooters and we score a lot of our defense. So we know that, you know, when we bring in defensively, we give ourselves a chance to win every single night. When we don't have a great shooting night like we had in Milwaukee, we're still in a position when we can dominate.
Rudy misses both free throws. Jetty Osmond comes down, misses the three at the horn, and through three quarters of basketball. It's 87-59 Utah on the Jazz Radio Network. Jazz outscore the Cavaliers 38-23 in that quarter. Cavaliers shoot just 7 of 25. Jazz shoot 11 of 20, but they really shoot 8 of 12 from 3. And Jazz are getting catch and shoot threes. They are good. Mike Wells joins us now. And Coach Wells, we have a call sometimes with the other team's broadcasters. It's the first thing I say to them, the Jazz start playing catch and shoot, lights out.
Shoot to get hot, shoot to stay hot.
Yeah, you guys get those cat. You got Jazz came into the game as the fourth best catch and shoot team in the league. What's interesting, you're averaging a higher percentage on catch and shoot threes than you did last year. You were number one in the league last year, so I'm assuming you'll end up there again this year.
Yeah, you know, in practice, you know, Locke, you guys have been around for a while, but we really try to emphasize, you know, breaking the paint and then eyes out, and that means that we're trying to get to the middle of the floor, and then we want to find those shooters at the three-point line because their feet are set and their shoulders are squared.
13 assisted three-point shots for the Jazz tonight. Cleveland wins the basketball, 87-59. 4 seconds left in the quarter. Stevens misses and Niang rebounds. Conley, Clarkson, Oney, Niang, and Gobert. David Locke along with Ron Boone, Jazz assistant Mike Wells joining us as well. Mike, it's been great to have you during this road trip. We'll miss you.
I appreciate it, guys. It gives me something to do.
Clarkson drives the right-hand push out up and in.
Well, that's never the case with Jordan Clarkson. He knows exactly what he wants to do.
Absolutely, dude.
Do you think that
Absolutely.
Quinn Snyder is the first coach that ever told Jordan Clarkson to shoot?
You know, it's always interesting when you do have that conversation with a player and you're telling them basically to shoot it every time they touch it. And they kind of look at you a little bit crazy.
I'm guessing that most of Jordan's coaches have actually asked him to pass every now and then.
Yeah, they're probably the opposite way. And, you know, with his role, this team coming off the bench, it's just such a unique talent to be able to just come right on the floor and make shots. And, you know, that's what our group needs.
Clarkson has 18 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals tonight in an all-around game. Leads the NBA in scoring off the bench, playing in Cleveland, where he's part of one of the NBA Finals teams. Conley trying to get it to Clarkson right now. They alter his route, so it ends up into a pick and roll with Conley and Gobert. Step back, hops into a 3 and hit it. Okay, that's incredible. Like, this is where these NBA guys are just so good. It's crazy, Ron. He was like 3 feet layup Osmond good. Who cares? The Jazz are 50. No, we're not. We're up 30. Conley was inside the three-point line by what, 4 feet?
About at least 3 to 4 feet.
And jumped both feet back, which is not quite a crab dribble, reverse travel, and fired a 3 and was on balance enough to hit it. Wellesley, am I like just missing this enough that I like wowed by that, or is that some athleticism that's just supernatural?
No, yeah, it's an amazing move. And when he first got here last year, guys, Quinn had him on the floor working on that very move. The first day he was in Salt Lake City, and he could just naturally do that move. And he kind of said that he'd never really, you know, hadn't been encouraged to take that shot in Memphis. And he just picked it up. Like, literally in 2 minutes, it was like, okay, I'm comfortable with this, and I could do it. Pretty impressive.
That's a talent. And he... Ron, you always tell a story about him that he's absolutely ambidextrous. We all think he's left-handed, but he's actually not.
Well, he tells me that, you know, because I use the example to say, you're all screwed up like my son, you know, because you do one thing with right-handed and do the other left-handed. But he says everything with a touch, he wants to use his right hand. And we notice that when he drives into the basket and shoots the floaters, it's always with the left hand.
When you golf with him, what does he play? Does he play right-handed, left-handed golf?
He plays
left-handed golf.
Yeah.
Okay. 92-63. Wellesley, when you play with him, what does he play?
He plays whatever he wants.
Wade misses.
You know, I think he writes with his right hand. You know, he shoots.
He puts
with his
right-handed,
left,
doesn't he?
Floaters with his right. You know, I mean,
wow.
Boone's point is well taken.
Clark's Niang gets in the lane. He flips it up and in. Jazz up 31 with 8:54. And here's Okoro driving on Clarkson. Push shot, no good. Any thoughts on the rookie Okoro watching him tonight, Wellesley?
Really like his athleticism and how he just is squared up on a shot. You know, his three-point shot, whether it goes in or doesn't go in, his base is wide, his hips are balanced, and, I mean, he just looks like he's going to be a really good shooter.
Beautiful give and go between Conley and Clarkson. Conley ball fakes his defender but only has his pivot foot, gives it to Clarkson, cuts the lane, gets it back, and puts it up and in.
Now, Wellesley, I want you to just think about what David just said. He said, give and go. An old school term that still works in the NBA.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Really good move right there with those two just reading each other. And I think anytime you basket cut, you're going to be open more times than not.
The Jazz will not play tomorrow in Washington. I don't want to, like, you know, COVID's real and... If anyone, you know, Washington seems to have two players have it, we wish them their best and say this in the appropriate light. But, you know, if you have a game canceled on the road trip, the last one that gets you home a day early before you have to play one at home and then go back out on the road, not the worst thing ever for the team.
There was nobody upset about that announcement in the Utah locker room.
It's a nice way to say it. On that note, Wellesley, we really loved having you. I hope you don't have to join us again, but if you do, we would love to have you anytime. The door is wide open as long as you are masked and socially distanced.
I really appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.
Mike Wells with us. Jazz lead at 96-70.
Now.
The Board of Governors met this afternoon to go over new, tighter rules that the league has bargained with the Players Association, and they are strict. According to our Adrian Wojnarowski, when players are at home, they can only leave the house for practice, games, exercise outside, and essential activities like grocery shopping. On the road, they can no longer go to even a league-approved restaurant. Players, in fact, won't be allowed to leave the hotel at all, except for team activities. Now, up until today, players have been allowed to have one family member or, quote, close friend. That has been outlawed now, too.
And for at least the next 2 weeks, the NBA is also cracking down on in-game activities. Woj also says they're telling teams that in-person team meetings can't be more than 10 minutes, and everyone must wear a mask.
Those are the new COVID protocols for the NBA for the next 2 weeks. Rachel Nichols, The Jump on ESPN. And those are the big news. Jazz game against Washington has been postponed. Donovan Mitchell, Jordan Clarkson, Royce O'Neal, Bojan Bogdanovic, Derek Favors. Donovan prancing into the middle of the lane. A little ballet step for two and up and in. Donovan's got himself 27.
Donovan's 6'1", and he gets that shot off over taller guys.
Okoro, straight drive to the rack, gets by Clarkson, turns the shoulder on him and scores it. Okoro now 3 of 12 shooting today. 98-70, Jazz by 28. 4-2 road trip for the Jazz. They will not play the seventh game. Bogdanovic, 3, right side is good. Bojan Bogdanovic has been shooting it brilliantly tonight. 4 of 5 from 3, 5 of 8, he's wearing tape on the wrist instead of a brace tonight. Here's a left side Osmond, guarded by Favors, cut off beautifully, outside 3, angle right, up and in for Isaac Okoro. I thought Mike Wells was really interesting about the fundamentals on that jump shot. Looks so good, he knows it'll eventually start going in. Square shoulders.
Yeah, you see a guy that can shoot like that and has good form. You watch him as a coach, you think, okay, I can make him a better shooter.
Bogdanovic working in the lane, jump stops, rises over Okoro and scores. And Bogey's got 20. Well, that's the best news of the day. Both Donovan and Bogey are doing things that they have not done this year well tonight. And the Jazz offense came in 15th in the league, and those two guys haven't been themselves yet. Bogey again for 3. This one rattles around, doesn't go. Tipped out to Clarkson, his turn, and he nails it. 21st three-point shot of the night for the Utah Jazz in 38 attempts. He's going to break records with regularity this year on threes.
Well, they're right on the money, that's for sure. But the number of shots and the number of makes.
Jazz went 3 of 9 to start the night from 3 and are 18 of 31 since. Drive by Yogi Ferrell up and in. He hit Donovan in the chest as he did so. Quinn takes a timeout. Utah in complete control, 106-75, 5:39 left. We might be in the range of a Doka dunk coming up on the Jazz Radio Network. .106-75, another NBA blowout tonight for Utah Jazz. You know what, Ron? I think we should go on a run around the NBA. What do you think?
I think that is a great idea. This has been a pretty good night for basketball.
Let's find out. The Lakers are in Houston tonight. Let's see if that's a close one or an NBA blowout.
Schroeder dribbling back to Harrell. Harrell guarded by James Harden. 15 feet away, he takes Harden to the rim. Back and Harden in. 15-foot follow-away by Trez. Good. And the Lakers are hot. 33-14. They lead by 19. And we're in the first quarter with 2 minutes to go.
So that one goes in the blowout category. LeBron has 22 now, and that game has not changed. And Lakers lead at 73-48. All right, let's check in on Miami and Philadelphia and see whether that's a blowout or a close one.
96-92, Vincent front court, Sixers lead. Across the floor, Iguodala, great step around. Iguodala back to Vincent, 3 on the way, got it to go. Big 3 ball with 0.7 seconds left, and Miami will trail by 1 after 3.
All right, a close one there. We'll keep an eye on that one. They're going down the wire and still close. And finally, let's see what's going on between Brooklyn and Denver.
6 on the clock here. Joker's got Jared Allen on him. Here comes the double team. Kick out over to Murray. Murray, a one-legged floater. Bank shot is up and in.
What?
He's got to lead the league in the hardest shots
made.
107-105 Brooklyn with 5 minutes left in that one. Bol Bol got to start tonight for Denver. George Niang in the left block tries a turnaround jumper, no good. And Jarrell Brantley playing for the first time this year. He gets the offensive rebound, kicks out to Harrison. Congratulations to Jarrell Brantley. He's not been with the team recently because he just had a baby. So congratulations to Jarrell.
Congratulations to him.
And then if you leave the team, it takes a little while to get back with the team. Inbound to Niang, quick catch and shoot angle right as the shot clock expires and the Jazz go up 108-75. So the Jazz have Harrison, Brantley, Oni, Niang, and Azubuike on the floor. How long till Azubuike dunks? We're on this. 5 minutes left in the game. Give me the over-under on when Azubuike dunks.
I think in the next 2 minutes.
All right, so you're taking the
that'll
three.
That'll be safe.
You're taking the three-minute mark, and I have to go over or under?
Yes, let's go that way. At least.
I'm going to go before the three-minute mark, Azubuike gets a dunk. So he gets a dunk in the next 2 minutes.
I'm going to say after the three-minute mark. I'll go after.
All right. What do we got on the line? Dollar?
I'll let you have some of my animal cookies.
I don't want it. Oh, those are animal cookies instead of nuts, huh?
Yeah.
It's nice of you.
Animal cookies.
Usually you're trying to kill me.
Not the nuts.
I'll take animal cookies. Take me back to my childhood. They come in a little box with a string, the white string. Here's Wade driving. Gives it off to left side to Bolden. Bolden lost the dribble. It's loose. It's picked up by Harrison. Harrison going down the floor. Finds Oni right side. Back up to Harrison. And he lost the basketball. 108-75. Jazz been in control the whole way. Quick drive to the rack and a foul. Terrell Brantley with the foul. And nice drive there by Lamar Stevens. New protocols for the players. They must be masked on the bench. They must be masked in the locker room. The NBA asking them for the next 2 weeks to not leave home unless it's essential.
I saw, I think it was, I want to say a Pioneer League or something, or where they were making basketball players play with the mask on.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if the Pioneer League
I think some high schools have done that as well. Free throws are good, 108-76. Jazz in control. They'll go to 4-2 on the road trip, 7-4 on the season. Azubuike. Top to Oni. Quick release three, no good. Rebound comes down to Stevens, and I've got a minute left before I need my doka dunk. Little floater up and in for Stevens. 108-78. Harrison comes off the Azubuike dunk. They double team it. Gives to Brantley. Brantley ball fakes, then drives, bounces to Oni, touch pass to the corner. It's Elijah Hughes. His three's up and in. 111-78, 22 threes tonight for the Jazz. And assisted threes, which we always like to look at tonight. It's going to take math on my part. 15, I believe, for the Jazz. Assisted threes. Here's an attempt by Farrell, no good. Hughes rebounds. 111-78. Brantley, very good with the dribble. And then this time he then kicks it around a little bit. Keeps it alive. Hughes straight down the barrel, three. No good. Rebound tipped around. Brantley in the midst of four guys goes after it, can't get it. Thon Maker tries to dribble out of traffic. And I'm going to lose the over-under bet with Ron Boone on an Azubuike dunk. Maker scores it.
Well, you won't lose him if he doesn't get one, though.
Oh, he'll get one. Brantley fires a three, barely nicks iron on the long side.
Well, he hasn't touched it on the offensive end yet.
No, they're not running this stuff quite the way they're supposed to right now. 111-80. Jazz in control. Thon Maker in the post. Out to Stevens for another three, no good. Harrison tries to tap the rebound, but he's 6'1", and Maker 7 feet. And Maker knocks it away. Now Azubuike will clear this one. Hands to Harrison. Harrison pushing, driving, and draws the foul. Harrison started a little bit for Chicago last year at the end of the year when they got injured. Had a nice little stretch of seasons or of games to close the season. By the way, our run around the league was brought to you by America First Credit Union. And Miami and Philadelphia have moved to overtime. Denver has just taken the lead in Brooklyn with 4 minutes left. Harrison works to left side, kicks to the corner. Oni for three, good. Mia Oni can get that shot dialed in. He's going to have a rotation role in the NBA.
Well, he's a good defensive player, and he does get the three-point shot off very quickly.
Geary knocks one away, but Stevens recovers out to Wade. Left side three, no good. Azubuike with another rebound. The Jazz first round pick out of Kansas. Here's Harrison, left side. Gets the Azubuike pick. Chested over to Brant. Terrell jabs, then gives it back to Harrison. Calls to the Azubuike pick. Azubuike gets it, hands to Hughes, the second round pick by the Jazz. Hughes with a low dribble, turns it over. 114-80, Thon Maker going the other way. Maker was an early draft pick and has not materialized at all in his NBA career.
Jazz number five, Terrell Brantley. His second.
114-80. The Jazz led this game 22-18 after one. 49-36 at the half. Stretched it to 87-59 at three and are now rolling. And they'll come home tonight. The next game has been canceled.
Thon Maker was the 10th player picked in 2018. A seven-footer.
Has not materialized.
So you thought he was going to what position is he?
They thought he was the next Giannis. Everyone thought he was going to be another Giannis.
Oh, really?
They don't come around very often. They're special. Azubuike hands it off to Harrison. Harrison drives, kicks out to Oni. Chests it back to Hughes. He'll fire. He'll miss. Rebound comes down to Wade. I don't think we have a 30-point bell yet tonight in the NBA. I'll have to make it. Whoa, Tyler Hero's got 30, and Joel Embiid's got 43. Those are brought to you by Larry H. Miller, Lexus of Murray, and Lexus of Linden, inviting you to test drive a luxurious Lexus automobile today. So we do have some 30s tonight.
Well, Thon Maker gets, and he's being guarded by Une at 6'5", so he should have an advantage around the paint.
Maker completes the free throw. 114-85, we got a minute to play. Harrison driving and travels. Jazz will win their first game of the road trip in San Antonio, lose their next two, and then win their next three. We'll play Atlanta Friday at home. Sweet tickets are available. Call the Utah Jazz at 801-325-2999. Here comes the floater by Maker. No good. Rebound tipped around. Maker gets it back. Goes back up through again. Gets his shot altered by Brantley. Loose ball. Tapped around. Hughes has it. Wade comes up with it for Cleveland. Underneath is Bolton. He's out of bounds.
Well, David.
What, Ron Boone?
This is it.
It's going to finally end, huh?
If he doesn't get a dunk, then...
That I don't
lose.
Well, they haven't really given him much chances. Harrison driving, kicks to the corner. Hughes reads the laces, fires the three, and makes it. Hughes is out of the Jordan Clarkson view of being open. He was wide open there. He totally should take it.
So that's the 24th three.
Here comes Thon Maker. Oh, razzle dazzle, dunk. 24 threes in 45 attempts by the Jazz tonight. The Jazz are, when you get their looks and they make their shots, they are tough to beat. The Jazz win it 117-87 as they should against a depleted Cleveland Cavaliers team tonight. Jake Scott, Tim Lacombe joining us now. Well, Tim Lacombe, you wanted assists. You got 26. You wanted no live ball turn.